Hello, I'm Caitlin Ammon, Marketing and Communications Program Officer of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today's show. And with me today is Kristen Matulowicz, the Curator of Community and Academic Programs at the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover. Welcome to Delaware State of the Arts and thanks for joining me today, Kristen.
Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're on. And today, Kristen and I will be discussing the new exhibition at the Biggs, Visions and Voices, which is currently on view, and it's on view through May 21st, 2022. Kristen, could you give us a brief introduction to Vision and Voices?
Yeah, Visions and Voices is a juried exhibition of Mid-Atlantic African-American artists, which opened in conjunction with Downtown Dover's citywide Black History Month celebration. So the goals of this exhibition is to showcase a diverse artistic talent that can be found in the regional African-American community, amplifying the clear message that representation matters. So what we did is we placed a call out for artists working in any object-based media. So we kind of limited our call to saying no written word, no musical performances, no performance art, and no installation. The last two just had to do with sizing of our gallery space available for this exhibition, so that way we could showcase as many artists as possible. Once we had placed the call out for object-based artists, we said you can submit whatever it is you do, and you can submit up to 3 artworks. Now, the artworks on display showcase the range of topics, styles, and media, including drawing, sculpture, painting, photography. We have fiber art, we have digital art, and we have collage. So continuing on the idea of this particular exhibition, we really wanted to note that while going through history and historical documents and artworks throughout time, it can be a slow and difficult process to raise the voices lost to systematic exclusion throughout history. But the idea is we can change the narrative now. By bringing more voices into the conversation from various perspectives, we begin to paint a picture that truly defines American art and helps preserve a more accurate and inclusive snapshot for future generations. And then, as you said, this exhibition is on view until May 21st, 2022, and the majority of works in the show can be purchased by anyone who comes on site at the Biggs Museum and scheduled to pick it up at the close of the show, which is again May 21st.
Awesome. That's spectacular to hear. And I hope people take a chance, you know, get the opportunity to come see and take a look at the artwork and, you know, are hopefully, you know, really fall in love with what's on display. And we see some artwork purchased and going home with people who will love it at the end of this exhibition. That's a wonderful opportunity to own some local art, you know, produced in the Mid-Atlantic area and have it there at home with you to love and you know, to share with all of your visitors and everything. So that's spectacular.
Yeah. This one has definitely already been a really big hit. Mm-hmm. Before it opened, we actually snuck a couple of high school students, about 61 high school students from Appaquinimic High. They came for a tour the day before it opened. And so as part of their tour, we brought them up into the gallery to talk about what goes into curating an exhibition and kind of show them a sneak peek of what's happening before everything was set up. And they just lit up and were engaging with the artwork and telling stories about how they saw themselves in this artwork or how the artwork like influence them. Particularly, we have one artist who does some of her work is textile related. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how what inspired her was people just trying to touch her hair. Her artwork has a lot of sort of woven pieces and zip tie spikes coming off it. And that particular one really seemed to stand out with the students who went up into the galleries. But yeah, they had a great time. So the work up there is definitely different than what you often see coming to the Biggs, and it's really exciting.
That's awesome. I was going to ask what the public reception of the exhibition has been so far. It's only been a couple of days, but it sounds like you're already hearing, you know, what the public is thinking, how they're reacting to the exhibit.
Yeah, so it did just recently open, it's already been a huge hit. We had the high schooler sneak peek, and then we also had our opening reception was slammed. We had about 200 people coming into our opening reception when we had it, and they were, what was really exciting for us is they were not just hanging out by the food and then casually walking through the gallery. They were actually going and staying in the gallery sometimes for over an hour. We were lucky enough to have about 6 of the artists on site that night. And so people had the opportunity to talk to many of the artists on show and get a little glimpse into how those artists practice. And just really, it was just very exciting to see people stay engaged mm-hmm. with this exhibition.
So the one thing I was going to say was, how many pieces did you end up having in this exhibition, and where are the artists from? Did you end up receiving entries from all over the Mid-Atlantic region like you hoped, or, you know, did you see certain pockets, you know, things like that?
Yeah, so we definitely had some pockets where most people were submitting from, and that was Virginia, Maryland, and Delaware was where the majority of people who were submitting lift, but we did get artists from across the Mid-Atlantic, including DC, New Jersey, and New York as well, who submitted and were in the show. So we do have the full Mid-Atlantic represented in the show. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we put this call out to artists and essentially just said, if you are African-American artists and you are in the Mid-Atlantic region, submit stuff to us. And then we had a blind jury come in, so they had no idea who the artists were or how many artworks they were submitting, because I had taken the images and mixed them up. So it wasn't like you were seeing 2-3 artworks of the same artist in a row. They were completely mixed together. And a jury came through and decided yay or nay to artworks and held bigger discussion. And we still were able to showcase 32 artworks created by 20 artists, and they did cover the entire Mid-Atlantic. So that was an exciting turnout to a gamble with the blind jury. And we did have, we had entries from about 30 artists, a little over 30 artists. And of the 20 artists that ended up being selected, 9 of them actually came from Delaware, wow. including two local artists from right here in downtown Dover.
That's amazing. I mean, that's spectacular that you had such a great response to this exhibition. And this is a kind of new exhibition, like a new idea of an exhibition for you. Can you say, how is Visions and Voices different from other exhibitions the Biggs has done in the past?
Yeah, so we have a history of doing both open call exhibitions where we just say, first come, first shown, bring us whatever artwork you want, however much of it you want. And if there's room on the wall, we're going to show it. Mm-hmm. We didn't go that route this year just because of which galleries we were hosting the show in. So they were a little bit smaller than when we've done those open calls. We have done juried exhibitions in the past, but typically they are on some theme, whether or not that is watercolor, photography. The latest one before this was Biggs Body, and it was all about figural artwork. So it could be across media, but it was all based around human form. Mm-hmm. So this is really the first one we've had where we've just said, show us what you've got, and then juried from there.
Okay. Awesome. That's great to hear. And what I want to do at the moment is take a minute to remind our listeners that you are tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts, and that today I'm talking with Kristen Matulowicz, the Curator of Community and Academic Programs at the Biggs Museum of American Art, and we're discussing the Biggs Museum's new exhibition, Visions and Voices, which you all can go check out. It's currently open and for people to go see at the moment. So Kristen, along with this exhibition and, you know, what people can see there, there's also a special kind of participation that visitors can have while they're at the exhibition. Can you tell us about the Public Voice Prize that you're working on right now?
Yeah, so what we have done, which is very exciting, we are letting the public choose what artwork they would like to see the Biggs Museum buy for its permanent collection. Typically, museums will kind of have a closed door and will go through exhibitions or go through artists' work, and a small group of museum professionals, typically board representatives and the collections sort of crew, curator, director, will choose what artwork to purchase. But instead, since we were looking at highlighting underrepresented voices, we wanted to include all the people who don't typically get a say in selecting what they see in museums. Mm-hmm. So we created the Public Voice Purchase Prize, and it is $3,000. And what we're doing is, after a blind jury selected what artworks were on show, a different collection of people came through the museum and looked at the artworks that artists had agreed to sell to the bids. And then looking from those, they selected five artworks that crosses a range of media. So we do have sculpture, we have watercolor, we have oil painting, we have photography, and we have mixed media. Mm-hmm. And they selected those five, and we now have those up for the public to vote on which one we buy. And we are going to just buy whichever one the public chooses. Wow. And add that to our permanent collection. So what can happen is, as visitors come on site to see the exhibition, they can vote either by QR code mm-hmm. in the galleries or hard copy in the lobby. And when you go through the gallery, you'll see a highlight of which artwork are up for this purchase prize, and that will contain the QR code. So when you come on site, you can vote for whichever artwork you want to see the Biggs purchase, and the voting will continue until April 30th, 2022. So right up until towards the end of the show, people can vote about which artwork they want. And then after that, all artworks, including the unpurchased finalists, will be available for sale to the public. So we wanted to make sure, while we have this Public Voice Purchase Prize and are asking the public to choose what we buy, that we aren't discrediting those artists from being purchased by individuals or other institutions as well. So we do have a wait list of people interested in the same artworks that the Biggs are interested in. And if the four that are not selected by the Public Voice Purchase Prize will be able to be sold to the public as well.
That's amazing. And it's such a new and different idea. And like you said, an opportunity for the public to really have participation in what you guys have in your collection. And just for people who might not know a little bit about the Biggs, is collecting contemporary art typical for something you guys do?
So when the Biggs Museum started, it was a private collection of an individual man who was interested in really the craftsmanship of the Mid-Atlantic, which is why the Biggs has kind of this undercurrent of Mid-Atlantic art throughout it, even though we're called the Biggs Museum of American Art. Mm-hmm. And so it started out as really a collection of decorative objects, things that people would use, chairs, a lot of silver and clocks and different things like that. In the last about 15 years, we've really made a shift to collect more and more modern and contemporary art, particularly as discussions, really almost since the beginning of our museum, have really started picking up steam of, you know, who is on show in museums, what are in the collections of museums who's being represented. The Biggs Museum has looked more and more towards modern and contemporary and practicing artists just because of the difficulty in going back through history and trying to find these voices. So this way we can show and help continue showing these voices through a contemporary lens where we are directly affecting the population today and representation today, and not continuing on a systematic exclusion. So in short, yes, there is a long history of us collecting contemporary and modern art.
Awesome, that's good to hear. And like I said, just in case people weren't familiar with the Biggs and they were like, well, what is, or, you know, had an, you know, an idea of like, well, this is what I thought was at the Biggs. Just they have an idea of this is why, you know, you guys are doing this. And again, a great way to be involved in your, you know, a local museum's collecting practices and, you know, making sure, you know, things are in there being preserved and exhibited and displayed. So I noticed on your website, you also mentioned, in addition to this, you know, new visionary exhibition and the Public Voice Prize, you're going to have programming that's planned to accompany the exhibition. Do you want to tell us a little bit about some of those?
Yeah, so we have a couple programs that relate to this exhibition. First and foremost, our largest program related directly to this exhibition is Voices Heard, a Public Voice Winner Talk. So with this, once the votes are in and the public has spoken, we will be doing an exclusive look at the artwork selected by the public to be purchased by the Biggs Museum. And the winning artists will lead an exclusive talk about themselves, their work, their winning piece of art, what inspired them, how they got involved, and how they themselves work. And this artist will actually be joined by myself. And I will help give insight into what drew the Biggs to nominate this artwork for its collection. And anything that we've learned from the public who happened to vote on that piece. This talk is going to be on Wednesday, May 18th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for non-members and $5 for members. This is a shout out to our membership program. We have a fantastic membership program at the museum that is relatively affordable, and you get great discounts on programs specifically, as well as some special members only events that we host throughout the year. So again, that is our Voices Heard Public Voice Winner Talk with the artist of the winning artwork that was selected by the public. And that's on May 18th, 2022 at 5:30 p.m. And that's going to be our main program associated with this exhibition. However, every single Wednesday, we have our free Walk on Wednesday tours. They're an hour long and they start at 11 a.m. And what happens is whoever shows up by admission or free admission, if you're a member, you can meet a docent, sometimes myself, I do the tours as well on occasion, and they will take you through the entire museum, particularly highlighting any feature exhibitions we have. So this will include Visions and Voices throughout its run. And you kind of look in detail at about 5 to 7 artworks throughout the museum. And the idea behind these tours is, one, they're constantly changing. There's no set form. The docent or guide comes in. They look at how many people they have. Each guide has like 10, 20 favorite artworks that they can talk about for hours. And they chat with the group that they're with. They go through the museum. They talk about different artworks. And so the idea is every time you come, you can look at different artworks with different guides. And they are able to really adapt to your interests as well, so that everyone gets a say, with the idea being that art museums aren't scary. We live in a visual world, so any opinion that anyone forms about any artwork is valid because how you're seeing and what you're feeling is correct. Mm-hmm. The idea being that it's only the knowledge that professionals and historians and artists have that add to the narrative and helps you kind of open new doorways of thinking about art. But really what you're seeing and what you're feeling is correct.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Amazing. Yes, everybody listen. That's yes, exactly.
That's the big takeaway that we hope with all of our programs is to be like, yes, you too can art.
Yes, exactly. That's amazing. That's wonderful to hear. So before we wrap up, Kristen, I just want to make sure we get in there. Where can our listeners find out more information about the Biggs, about Vision and Voices, about all these wonderful, you know, events and programs you've just told us about?
Yeah, so first and foremost, the Biggs Museum of American Art is located at 406 Federal Street in downtown Dover. We're really easy to find. We have a giant metal statue of a tree with birds flying in through our building. And we are open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 4. And you can find more information about Visions and Voices, any upcoming calls to artists, including student artists, all upcoming exhibitions, and our calendar of programs on our website at www.biggsmuseum.org. That's B-I-G-G-S, museum.org.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us today, Kristen, and hope everybody takes this opportunity to go check out the Biggs Museum of American Art in Dover and check out Vision Voices and cast a vote in the Public Voice Prize. Again, thank you so much for joining us on Delaware State of the Arts today.
Thank you for having me.